From East Lansing, Michigan, it's Duffy Doherty's Revelations. Here's the fast-moving quarter hour of Radio Sports featuring the head football coach at Michigan State University. This week, Duffy will reveal some of the fascinating experiences connected with college football, his philosophy on how better to enjoy your football, and a chat with his star quarterback, Mike Panich. We'll meet Duffy in just a moment following this familiar voice with a mighty important message for you.
Hi, everybody. I'd like to talk to you a little while on our philosophy of football at Michigan State. In fact, we like to think of it as more than a philosophy of football. We like to think of it as almost a philosophy of life. At Michigan State, we talk about our three bones philosophy. And I'd like to tell you just what they are. First of all, in all of our players, we like to have them possess a funny bone. We want them to enjoy playing the game. We want them to enjoy themselves every day of their lives. This doesn't mean that they don't take their studies seriously or take their football seriously, but we never want them to take themselves too seriously. The second bone we like to have our boys possess is a wishbone. We like to have them think big so their deeds will grow. We want them to dream of winning the Big Ten championship and to dream of going to the Rose Bowl. We want them to dream of being the greatest player ever to play for Michigan State or ever to represent their hometown. I guess we'd like to have them reach for that proverbial moon. We'd try to tell them that there isn't any one of them who has a corner on dreams or desires or ambitions. But the third and the most important bone of all that we feel they must possess if they're going to be great is a backbone. Because if they have a backbone, they'll have the gumption, the get up and go, the fortitude, the stick-to-itiveness to make all these wonderful dreams and all these wonderful ambitions come true. It's just a little simple philosophy, but if you follow it, I'm sure that you too will find it effective. A wishbone, a funny bone, and a backbone. I'd also like to pass on a tip to you fans on how to watch a football game, to help you get more enjoyment from it. I think that the average fan probably watches the quarterback most of the time, and a great deal of the time I'm sure that you get lost in the faking of the backs and you lose the ball, and I'm sure I would too if I watched the quarterback. I think the way to enjoy a football game, if you're not trying to become too technical, and I think it's a mistake to try to become an expert or become too technical, overly technical that is, I think that the most enjoyment you can get is, knowing where the ball is most of the time. And the way to know where the ball is to pick out a particular player and watch him. And the player I would advise you to watch would be the offensive halfback on your side of the line of scrimmage. That's if you're sitting on either side. If you're sitting in the end zone, you can pick out either one of the offensive halfbacks and keep your eye on him. Now, supposing that you're sitting on one of the sides of the field, and if you're watching the offensive halfback on your side, there are only certain things that this halfback can do. And by the time he takes his second, or I'll say his third step at the most, you will know whether the ball is going to come to that side of the field or whether it's going to be a pass or just what type of play the offensive team is going to run. For example, if the offensive halfback on your side of the field dives straight into the line, immediately the quarterback will bring the ball into your line of vision. You will see right away whether he's going to hand off this halfback or whether the quarterback is going to keep and run an option play or whether he's going to pitch back to a trailing halfback or whether he's going to fake it to the dive man and then throw a jump pass. But regardless of what he's going to do, all the action will be in your line of vision. Now, if this halfback runs directly at the defensive end, then you can be sure that it's going to be a sweep. At least the play is going to come on that side of the field. If the halfback on your side of the field, the near halfback, flares or swings, in other words, he runs a sort of a flare pattern where he dips back and swings out to his right or to his left, depending on which way the direction the offensive team is going. You can look right away for a pass, or you can look for a draw play by the quarterback, but his second step will tell you what to look for. Now, the only other thing that this halfback can do is go directly opposite you, in other words, go away from you. If he goes away from you, you know that the play is going to be on the opposite side of the field from you, and you can watch him and know where the play is going and know where the ball is. I think if you know where the ball is a great percentage of the time, you will certainly enjoy the game more and you won't be lost in a maze of quarterback trickery. This is just one of the many tips that you can watch, and it's a very important one. Our corner linebackers on defense are taught to key this same offensive back, and we're very anxious to have our corner defensive backs know where the ball is at all times. So it's only logical, if a defensive team will key this man, you should also do it as a fan if you're going to find out and know where the ball is. I hope that this little tip will help you to get some more enjoyment from a game, and I hope that you'll try it out on your next outing when you're at a football game and in any stadium, whether it's a high school stadium or a college stadium, that you'll watch the near halfback on your side of the field, the offensive halfback that is, and try to determine just by his second or third step, see how quickly you can determine what type of play is being run by the offensive team. And I'm sure that if you know and can follow the ball, that you will get a lot more fun from watching a football game.
Well, fans, here's a guest who I'm sure will prove interesting to all of you. He's our great little quarterback, Mike Panich, who in the first game against California was awarded the game ball because of his terrific performance. Mike has overcome a lot of things to make himself a top-notch football player. He hasn't got the size of a lot of major college football players, but he's quick, he's intelligent, he's a great competitor, and he's a fine student of the game. Mike, it's awfully good of you to appear on this program, and I want to congratulate you on the great success you've had to date, and I hope that it continues.
Thank you, Duffy. I hope it continues myself.
Mike, I'm sure that a lot of our fans are interested in just what composes or makes up a day in the life of a college athlete. Would you tell us, just give us a typical day of your life while the sport is in season during the fall?
Well, I can assure you that it's a very fast-moving and complex day for myself. My day usually begins about 7 o'clock in the morning. My wife wakes me up just about the time she's ready to leave for work. Shortly after rising, I usually prepare something for my breakfast, look over my morning class schedule, gather my books, and I'm off to my 8 o'clock class. I have an 8 o'clock class 5 days a week, so this schedule is just about consistent for every day of the week. Each and every morning, I attend class from 8 a.m. until noon. Following my 11 o'clock class, which ends at noon, I usually return home, have my lunch, and during the rest of the afternoon, I take care of any necessary errands that I have to run, paying the rent, once in a while run to the grocery store, other odds and ends, and it seems that
I think your wife has you pretty well trained.
Yes, she has. Well, it's necessary for both of us to cooperate like this when we're both so busy.
Well, Mike, I'm sure that you're an inspiration to a lot of young athletes who have the ambition of making some college football team. You aren't very big. Well, just how much do you weigh now?
Well, I weigh about 170 pounds at the present moment.
You are stocky. You aren't too tall. But, Mike, this isn't big compared to some of these giants that you play with and against. And would you have any words of advice that you would give to any aspiring young athlete?
Well, the first thing that's necessary, of course, is to master the basic principles of the game of football. Learn your assignments. After that, get out and diligently practice your assignments. Get every minute out of the football practice that you engage during the afternoon. Don't waste any time. Concentration is a very important thing, and it's necessary to master your assignments before you can expect to be a successful athlete. With the mastering of your assignments, I think will come an added air of confidence, which is vitally important for any youngster to have in this game. And with confidence, I think, comes poise, which is also very necessary for any great competitor to have. You're going to have your ups and downs in football, and you have to ride with the swing of the curve. You're going to get pushed around a little, perhaps once, twice a game, perhaps all afternoon. We hope it's not the latter. But when you do get pushed around, you have to have that spunk and that spirit to come back and keep pushing. Football is a 60-minute game, but it's won during the week when the concentration and the hard work is put into everything in the game.
Well, Mike, that's certainly wonderful advice, and I know that you've come up the hard way. You've spent many, many hours in the practice field, and you sort of had to stand in line and wait your chance because older and more experienced players and some great players were ahead of you, and you served your apprenticeship, and now you're the number one quarterback in the Spartan team. And I'm not going to put you on the spot here as your coach, though, but it has been worthwhile, hasn't it?
It has been, Duffy, in many ways. I think that the experience which I've had here at Michigan State is an experience which everyone shares during their lifetime. As we all know, to gain anything which is worthwhile or meaningful to us, it takes a lot of work, and of course, work consumes a lot of time. But one valuable thing which I have learned from this is that it takes a lot of work and effort and sacrifice to make good. And I think that this is definitely true of everything that we say in life. And every successful man, turning back the pages and looking at all the hard work and the long hours that he's put in, will definitely agree with this. And in the end, he will have said that it was well worth it for the satisfaction and comfort and the reward which is provided for him.
Well, thank you, Mike Panich, for those wonderful words of advice, and good luck to you the rest of the season, because we're all in this together, and as you know, as we tell one another, if we win, there's glory for all, if we lose, there's glory for none. So let's hope we can have our share of victories, and let's, if we are fortunate enough to win, let's hope that we can accept the victories humbly, and if we are unfortunate enough to lose, let's try to lose like gentlemen. Let's not lose, though, Mike.
No, let's not, Duffy.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. And now let's take time out for a word about a wonderful product.
Duffy Doherty's Revelations returns to the air again next week over this station with another fascinating quarter hour of behind-the-scenes stories concerning the life of one of the nation's outstanding collegiate football coaches. Bob Shagelton speaking, saying so long until next week.